We've talked a lot the last year just about what this has done for construction and the boom and surge we have, but we haven't talked a lot about what it's done for the garden industry. You know, there is a pretty well-known seed brand that you see at a lot of your big box stores. It's 150 plus years old. It may not always have the best seeds for the Southwest and those places, but they had their largest year ever last year in seed sales.
Of 150 year history?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true almost all the way through horticulture and in some agriculture concerns. It's crazy. It's wild what's, you know, people have kind of gone back to basics and, you know, they're growing gardens and, you know, raising their own chickens and eggs.
Yeah. I'm not going to remember the newsletter to give them credit, but I remember the statistic, and I just read it about 2 weeks ago, that they projected that there could be as many as 6 million new gardeners, vegetable gardeners in America. The surprising statistic to that was 80% of the 6 million were millennials.
That's not surprising. If you
go
into a garden center today and just go and look around at the crowd that's in there, it's a younger crowd, and
well, that might be a positive outcome of this last year, don't you think?
Well, there you go. Yeah. We're looking for anything we can to be positive, and that certainly is that next generation who we were worried about just a couple of years ago. Are we ever going to get them engaged? Are they ever going to own a home? They don't, you know. The trend was more to living in apartments and condos and
the garage. And,
yeah, or
well,
not
even,
ever leaving.
Even with that,
the basement.
You know, when you look at gardening all across the board with COVID, even if people were in apartments, they tended to go to house plants or maybe micro planting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little herbs or little counter gardens. Everything from potted plants to house plants. I mean, all across, everybody's wanting to grow things. I think a lot of that was just looking for something to do. You know, you're being locked at home. Let's try this. We have time now. And a lot of it had to do with food security. You know, could we do this if we had to? And how do you do it? The problem with that sort of thinking is that everybody's doing it at the same time. You know, just looking at the different reports, you know, there were companies that absolutely, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 times what they're used to without the manpower to do it. So, you know, and then so what drove next was the education part. So if I can't buy seeds, how do I get them out of the stuff I already have? You know, how do I get them out of my tomatoes or my cucumber or whatever? Mm. I talked to Greg Peterson at the Urban Farm, and he said that they're four times the interest than normal. Mm-hmm. They do a great job at educating. I'm just throwing up on Facebook some links for people who are interested in getting garden going. Water Use It Wisely, Farm's Choice, our local Hickman fertilizer. I'm putting that link up there. Urban Farm classes, and there's also a gardening schedule from Greg Peterson. So just tons of good information out there if you're interested.
Well, I'll tell you what's driving me to my garden. You know, John, you've been my garden counselor and tutor for 20 years, and I've never impressed you. And that's
well, I haven't been invited to come see your garden in a long time.
And that's fair. But what drives me to my garden now is daily news.
or escaping the daily news.
That's exactly what it is.
The retreat.
I'm going to go out there and I want to hear what the tomatoes have to say today. Uh-huh. I want to see how that artichoke is doing. I want to grab two handfuls of sweet peas and get out there and just enjoy it. But now for these millennials who we were told 5 years ago they will never buy a home.
Right.
Now they're the home buying's biggest surge. How would you coach them into,
that's a great question.
Your yard is a blank slate, and if you're interested in providing some of your own homegrown vegetables, how do you get that started?
Well, that's a great question. The first thing I would do is start small. You don't start with half your backyard. I mean, especially if you're a first-time homeowner, maybe relatively newly married, and, you know, you've got all of this. You're learning how to own a house. You know, there's other stuff going on in the house, like the sink's leaking and, you know, and stuff like that. So don't take on more than, you know, you can chew, because I think that's the number one thing that drives people away from gardening at the end is, oh, it's too much work. I don't have time. You know, that sort of thing. So start small. What do you really like? Do you really like tomatoes? Do you really like bell pepper? What do you really like? And grow 3 or 4 or 5 tomato plants and just do it well. And I would probably start with some type of container garden, some type of raised garden, a big pot. Don't go little. I see the mistake in that is people buying these cute little 6 or 8 inch pots and trying to grow stuff in them. Those are fine for flowers or succulents or something like that, but they're too hard to keep watered and the plants can't get big enough. Even if it's a get this great big, I sent you a picture of my mom and dad's garden, didn't I?
You did.
Big old black nursery containers that we grow trees and shrubs in. They make wonderful vegetable gardens, and they're big enough that you can grow a tomato plant in, or maybe some green onions or that sort of thing. So I would start small. I would start with some type of container so you can just go buy some good potting soil.
Oh.
Don't mess with, you know, our soil here is a challenge. So until you really get the thing down, I would probably avoid going to the soil. Now, if you've got a great big garden, economically, it can get a little expensive to be buying lots of potting soil and lots of containers or building things. You might want to go back to the ground, but master doing this first. Small, above ground, some type of container, good potting soil, and find a good, don't put it in too much shade or too much sun. Maybe someplace that gets a little combination of shade and sun, and do it at the right time. You know, people come in June and they've got the gardening bug and they want to plant a tomato plant. It's too late, you know. So pay attention to what time of year it is and what you should be planting. And that's how I would advise them to start.
I tell you, Jennifer and I are tempted to move from the home we've been in for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that's got me reluctant to move is what that garden soil is now.
I finally have it.
It's taken me 20 years to get soil. But when we do, it's all going to be when we do move. And I start a new garden, and I will. I won't plant anything on the property that I don't eat. There won't be anything on that lot that isn't edible. But it's going to be raised planters. I'm not going to start from scratch and try and make the soil mm-hmm. what it needs to be. I'm going to do masonry raised planters. I'm going to run an irrigation system into every one of them. And I'm going to import the soil. And mm-hmm. so I got it from the get-go, and I don't have to wait 5, 8, 9, 10 years to enhance it.
The other thing you need to, and I neglected, you know, buy good potting soil, but you also need to add nutrients. You know, you are in these above-ground gardens, you're watering more frequently, you're leaching out nutrients. The best potting soils in the world don't have a lot of nutrients in them. They're a great growing medium. But, you know, so you need to, I consulted with some folks the other day that thought they needed to take everything out and start all over because the soil, and I said, well, what did you buy? And I found out what they had bought, and it was from a reputable soil company here in town. I said, well, there's nothing wrong with your soil. You just don't have any fertilizer in it. You need to feed it and get some nutrients in that soil. So feed it regularly. You continue to provide, whether it's organic or you're buying something and mixing it with water. I don't really care what you do. All fertilizers work, but you got to use them for them to work. So
and use appropriately, because well, over fertilizer can burn them up
when
really
all else
quick.
Fails, follow directions, you know. No. As they say.
This might be a good idea to introduce square foot gardening.
Yeah, the square foot garden kits, you can buy a pre-made kit and fill it full of soil and buy a little bit of fertilizer and buy your plants. And I think they even have little planograms for those as to what, what can go in what spots. Again, Phoenix is different than a lot of places, though, from a timing standpoint. Don't try and plant tomato plants Memorial Day, you know. So just pay attention to timing.
Yeah. And the best tip in all of that y'all said is plant what you like to eat.
And do, yes.
When you...
If you are successful, you might have a lot of it.
I have tried squash many different ways, and I still can't find a way that I enjoy it.
Is that right?
And it grows so well.
Yeah.
And you end up with all this stuff, and everyone's like, okay, great. We've got all this great produce, and we're composting it.
that's not good. I mean, obviously, that's not the intent for it. So, yeah, it's like when people want to buy a citrus tree, but what should I buy? Well, what do you like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like oranges? Do you like tangerines? Do you like grapefruit? Because you're going to get a lot of it. So plant what you like to eat.
Yeah, especially on the citrus side of things. We try very hard to get to all the citrus before it goes bad. And it stays good on the tree for months.
A long time. Yep.
And we still can't. You know, we've got lemons still on the tree and from last year's harvest.
Mm-hmm. And they're blooming again.
And then it's already blooming.
Yeah.
you just can't keep up. Should I take all those old melons off to let the tree?
Or is it done? The tree.
Okay. It's not taking any nutrients away from the next harvest?
Not at all. Not at all. So, yeah. They're kind of pretty hanging there, if nothing else. You know, yellow's color in the tree. So
my middle daughter sent me a sign to hang in my garden.
Yep.
And that when I get home at 5:36 every evening, my first lap is I go out to the garden and I just pick a handful of sweet peas. I check my artichoke and my tomatoes and my basil and my onions. But the sign says, planting a garden proves you believe in tomorrow.
That's true. You have to have faith and hope to be a gardener or a farmer.
Even if you've grown that lone tomato, right?
That's right.
It's tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And gardening is great therapy, and it's also great exercise. So as we're finding out through this COVID crisis, that some of the people who were the most affected by it were people who happened to be maybe overweight or inactive. And one of the best remedies for COVID is doggone vitamin. To get out in the sunshine and fresh air and move a little bit. So gardening, there are not many better activities than you can do than gardening to do that.